Well, the Rockets are coming off of a loss, 28-14 at Muhlenberg County. Welcome today to the podcast brought to you by Just a Burger, Richard Cruz on Main Street, the best burger in town. Coach Starnes, Muhlenberg County was a formidable opponent. However, we did have some chances in that game, and it was a game until the fourth quarter.
Yeah, Chris, we knew that. We knew we had a chance in it. As we told the players before the game that, you know, we just needed to go out and take care of our responsibility. And I think we've been saying this every week. We have to do our job. And, you know, one of the big emphasis that we try to make this week was to have fun and enjoy it and go out there and show some excitement. And that's what I think is probably the most disappointed that I'm in the kids with right now is just, you know, we're in the ball game and it's 14-7 and we get a tackle for a loss, a big play that could change the difference of a ball game, and there's absolutely no emotion by the kids at all. I mean, no high fives, no jumping up, and nothing like that. And you know, we feel that excitement breeds excitement, and that's not happening out there. We got to figure it out and see if we can change that and do what we can. It's just a matter of enjoying it, having fun, doing your responsibility, and we're not doing that, and we're not doing the things, the little things that we need to be doing to help us win ball games. And saying that, you know, we'll have to say, watching the film and just like I felt after the game, that, you know, I was pleased and still am pleased with the efforts. I think they're playing hard. It's just that we're not doing the little things that we're coached to do. And if we do those things, then I think we have a better chance of winning the ball game. You know, and you know, we can't do those little things over and over again. And what we look at as coaches is we look at where some improvement from the week before can be on the film. And you know, we saw some, and we just have to continue getting better.
The Mustangs, the home team, they scored in the second quarter. No one scored in the first quarter, and then the second quarter they scored on a pretty good drive, and then they busted one on a 40-yard run. They went up, you know, they're up 14 to nothing, and then boom, we take the ball, go down the field, start passing it a little bit, and all of a sudden we're right back in the game, a touchdown behind. But then they, before the half gets there, they break this long 69-yard run on a little reverse play, and boom, we're back in the hole again.
Yeah, and, you know, we have two or three guys that are supposed to check for counter, bootleg, reverse, and, you know, we don't do it. We just take off running, and that's what we're talking about. You know, we're always in Crittenden County, and the coaching staff are always big on doing the little things right, and the big things will happen. And that's what we have to get back to, the little things. You know, we're just not doing some little things that we're supposed to do and what we're coached to do. You know, I coach the linebackers, and it's my fault. And, you know, we're having linebackers that are running east-west at 5 yards and never running down the hill and pressing the line of scrimmage. You know, and I'm watching one play, and two of the linebackers and a safety's running east-west at the same level. Quarterback haven't even crossed the line of scrimmage yet. And so, you know, we're just giving them that yardage mm-hmm. instead of pressing the line of scrimmage. And those are things that we kept on saying, and we've been saying it now for 3 weeks. And if we don't grasp that concept, we're going to be in for a long year, the rest of the second half of the season.
Coach Wheeler, your defense this week, second half, pretty well shut them down. They had one touchdown the second half early in the fourth quarter. But otherwise, we were able to stop them, get the ball back, and gave ourselves some shots on offense.
Yeah, I think overall, you know, defensively, we had several three and outs. I don't know the exact number, but to start the game off with, you know, we got the ball, and then we punted to them or whatever, and then we got three and out, gave the offense the ball back. You know, I thought we were playing well, but just kind of typical of the way it's been the last few weeks, it's always trying to stop the big play. And, you know, you can what-if things to death. Well, what if we could take away two or three plays with them offensively? Well, we'd won the game. But, you know, just hate to have that mentality, but that's what it comes down to defensively, is because we're getting stops when we need them most of the time. But then always is that big play because, you know, they had four scores on us. One of them that they earned. I mean, they marched it right down our throat. They earned it. But the other three, you know, you just take away a big pass play, a reverse, another big play. And, you know, I just hate it that we can't you know, figure that out of when just to stop the big play. And it's frustrating, as, you know, like Coach was saying. I mean, we sit there and get it on the onside kick and get the ball back. Very little excitement, if any. Then that stall drives and defense first play of the drive for Muhlenberg, and we get them behind the sticks, you know, and then second and 16, and they just kind of get up and like, well, it's just business as usual. And I think if we'd had a little bit more excitement, probably wouldn't have gave up some big plays, and score would have been a little bit different.
Coach Starnes, I guess if there is a silver lining in this game, it's that you continue to move the ball offensively. We kind of shot ourselves in the foot a little bit when in the red zone or close to it a couple of times when we might have scored, but we had 17 first downs. This team is averaging better than 16 first downs a game. They're moving the ball, and this week we did it in an uncommon fashion by passing the ball.
Yeah, and you know, we saw some things that we could do and try to take advantage of it. And, you know, we had a lineman that was out of the game, and we had somebody else in there. And so we were trying to take advantage of that, and we were able to do so. It's just, you know, a couple key spots that we had opportunities to score that we didn't score. And we should have scored it, and they were there. And that's what's frustrating to us. And it's a learning experience. I know that the kids are playing hard. They want to win. They want to do it. But, you know, at the same time, we have to do what we're coached to do. And if we don't, then we're going to struggle. And that's the case. And you know, and it's not the same person. It's different people all the time. And we have to iron those things out. We have to improve and get better.
Nick Constiller, 36 passing attempts, which ties the school record. And he was just a couple of two or three completion shy of tying the school record there for completion. So big night for him. I know he's still developing, still getting better, still you know, some of those passes. I know you want him to get them off a little quicker. We threw two interceptions, which were costly. And but that, you know, again, he had a big night. 251 yard passings for a Crittenden County quarterback to throw for that many yards is pretty incredible, because that's really not our style or fashion of offense. But like you say, it was there. You take advantage of what's there. You know, really, I was really excited about Ethan Hunt, 5 catches for 111 yards, and Dylan Hollis. You know, again, he continues to play well. Had 88 yards receiving on 6 catches. But Hunt, he really stepped up.
Yeah, and, you know, we're glad to see that too. And he's there for a reason. And when we go to spread, and the reason is because he works hard and catches football. And so it showed. And more times than not, when we go to spread, it's to open up running lanes so we can run the football. And this week, it was actually we were able to throw the football. And so we were glad to see that he can do it. And you know, Nick Castiller is one of those kids that he's going to watch the film. And I know he beats himself up when he doesn't do the right thing. And like I told him after the game, it just, you know, use this as a learning experience, because the first time he's actually thrown the ball quite a bit. So, you know, he can look at it and see where we can improve and where he can improve. And, you know, and it's not just that. It's protection-wise. It's breaking down. And it's running the right routes the way that they've been taught. And, you know, we do that a couple times the right way, and we don't break our protection down, and we have time to throw, or we trust our protection and we score. You know, we're supposed to get pre-snap reads, and we get a pre-snap read down there on fourth down, and we know where we should throw it. It's a touchdown. Mm-hmm. And then we make a catch in the corner of the end zone, and it's a touchdown. You know, we had opportunities, and we just blew those opportunities, and we had to figure those things out. And that's our job, and we're going to do what we can to figure it out. And, you know, we're going to challenge the kids this week to, you know, to come out with some excitement, come out with some emotion. And, you know, I mean, I don't want to holler all the time and scream and to try to get them to. Somebody out there has got to be a leader. And I can tell you, Lane Wallace is the one that has emerged as a leader. But the problem is that he's not out there all the time. And he's hurt shoulders. So, you know, when things aren't going well out there, somebody has to stop it. Somebody has to pull them together, and they have to stop the bleeding. And it's just like when things are going well, somebody's going to have to go over and pat the kids on the head and give them high five. And, you know, not that we want to jump up and do chest bumps. We've had two kids got to get injured before the game because of that. And, yeah. You know, I mean, they show so much excitement before we go out on the field. It's just kind of like, okay, it's over with. Excitement's finished. We don't have to show it anymore. And that's frustrating as a coach.
Well, I know you had several defensive efforts here, Coach Wheeler, this week that really were standouts. Who's your player of the week this time?
We got Travis Fisher was his player of the week, and he had 7 solos and 7 assists, no missed tackles, had 54 points. And what's so great about that, I mean, we're the 5th week into the season now. We've had 5 different defensive players of the game. So, you know, hopefully everybody can get together and piece our whole game together and be amazing what we could do. And, you know, Nick Castiller, he had 6 solos, 4 assists. Had Noah Dickerson had 6 and 2. And
Travis McKinney, another big guy.
Yeah, Travis McKinney, he just keeps on working. T-Mac had 8 solos, 4 assists. And, then, of course, Dylan Hollis had 7 and 3 assists. But, you know, like what Coach Starnes is saying, there's a difference of – you know, making a tackle at 5 yards at a linebacker, or making it at or behind the line of scrimmage just based off of 1 or 2 little hops. And as fast as some of those kids were from Muhlenberg, you're 1 or 2 hops, they're already 3 or 4 yards. Mm-hmm. So, you know, hopefully, you know, more and more people, I'm actually optimistic about this. I feel that each week we're only getting 1 or 2 people better, but hopefully, you know, when districts come around, everybody will be playing at the top of their game. So we'll see what happens.
And our offensive players of the week were, of course, Ethan Hunt and Nick Castiller this week, and we've talked about their performances. Travis McKinney was the lineman of the week. And then on special teams, Coach Starnes, you had Dylan Hollis is the
Dylan Hicks is
– I mean, Dylan Hicks.
Yeah, he's special teams.
The kicker.
You know, he's consistently steady, and I tell you what, he made a great onside kick that gave us the ball, and that could have changed the complexion of the game right then. But, you know, once again, there was lack of emotion and lack of excitement, and, you know, we have to be able to capitalize on that. And then right after that, you know, the quarterback, we miss a block and the quarterback gets sacked right after that. So, you know, I mean, it takes everything away. So we have to be able to find out where our excitement level is going to come from and show it and just have fun. And that's what it's not seeming like it, you know, it doesn't seem like that they're having fun out there. And we've got to look to rectify that, because, you know, if you're having fun, and I know it's hard when you're not winning, but we were in that ball game. We had a chance to win the ball game. And so, you know, we got to figure that out.
And, of course, Noah Dickerson, your punter, he could have just as well been the special teams player of the game. He had his first 2 punts were for 51 and 49 yards, I think.
Yeah, so I mean, and pinned him deep. You know, actually, in that one right there, we have a cornerback that sits back and takes his heel. If he attacks it, we have a safety, and we have a linebacker that doesn't scrape over top. You know, the first play, that starts it right there, and that would have given us momentum. We'd have gotten the ball, 2 points, and, you know, should have been some excitement right there. But, you know, we're playing back on our heels. But we're going to point that out in the film, and we're going to show them how it could have set the tempo and how it could have set the tone for the game. And who knows what would have happened after that.
Well, the Rockets are now 3-2 on the season. Muhlenberg improves to 4-2. Crittenden will play at Marshall County on Friday night. And Marshall has 1 win. This season, 4 losses, but they've played a very tough schedule. And we'll talk in depth about the Marshall game on Thursday. This is the Just a Burger post-game report. Thank you, Coach Starnes and Coach Wheeler.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.